We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years, plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal, too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're back. PDQ Restaurant Point of Sale Post Game Show. Rob Ellis, Jack Fritz. Eagles lose 27-10 to the Giants. They go out with a whimper, to say the least,
this really season.
Yeah, 11-6 on the season in a year where you started 10-1. It's almost incomprehensible, especially when you take into account that they finished the season up. Giants, Cards, Giants. And this even dates back to having a lead late in the game against Drew Lock with no timeouts, where your punter pins them down to the, to the 8-yard line, and he goes the distance, and that's really where this is where, in my opinion, Jack, you delineated the quote unquote gauntlet, San Fran, Dallas, etc., with the games that should be winnable, and it really, really showed you that this wasn't just them losing to better teams or motivated teams. Things are really, really wrong. All right, joining us right now to discuss what's happening with the Birds, you can check him out. Go Birds every Saturday, 1-3 with James Seltzer. Go Birds podcast as well with James Elliott, Sure Parks. Elliott, first off, appreciate you hopping on, man. I want to start with that. And we all kind of saw cracks, right? We all saw cracks here. They were winning games, and the debate was, are they winning because they have that gene where they have the ability to win even when they're not playing their A game? Or are they kind of doing it with mirrors? I think this has been absolutely exposed as mirrors. Where do you fall on that?
Yeah, so I think it's important, at least for me, to say that, they were playing better earlier in the year. So while I agree with you and they were 10-1, we certainly had a lot of debates about, can they keep winning this way? Are they playing well enough? The team we saw tonight at MetLife is not that team we saw that went 10-1. Maybe that 10-1 team was not a 10-1 team, and it seems that that obviously is the case. But they weren't this team. I mean, the team that I saw tonight, like, it feels like we say this every time now. This has got to be the worst loss of the Sirianni era. I know that last week against the Cardinals, it was probably more at stake. But this is maybe the first time with Sirianni and Jalen as the head coach and quarterback where I can't come away from this game with a single positive. Like, it's all negative. The defense was terrible. The offense was terrible. And the players say they're looking for answers. But actions speak louder than words. And they came out in this game and were completely lifeless. They looked, I thought Jalen took bad sacks. Like, it was a disaster tonight at MetLife, no question about it.
Yeah, Elliot, I'm just curious. Like, we've been beating this around. Obviously, you talk to a lot of people. We have our conversations outside of these airwaves. And no one can wrap their heads around why and how. Like, how do you best assess why, like, really all of a sudden they've just quit? I cannot comprehend it. What's your thoughts on it?
So I do think part of this is they carrying the burden of coming off the Super Bowl is a heavy one. Like, we've seen it with other teams. I would imagine if we went and looked at how all the teams in the past however many years coming off the Super Bowl, how they looked and what covering them and talking about them was like, it probably sounded a lot like this. But that being said, I don't, that excuse can only take you so far, and I think it's a rational one. But really what I think it's come down to, I don't think they have answers anymore. I don't think the players have answers on how to fix it. I mean, you've done the Brandon Graham show. I do the Players Lounge every week. I talk to players in the locker room. We have them on the airwaves throughout the week. And I believe them that they're trying. Like, I don't think this is a lack of effort. I don't think they have the answers. And I don't think the coaching staff does either. I mean, the offense looks broken. The defense is a complete disaster. I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about this. But, you know, if Nick Sirianni's job is on the line and he actually was the one that pulled Desai and put Patricia in, that is a very negative check against him in the assessment of the job he's doing. So I think really why has this happened? I think, A, this is just what it is when you're coming off a Super Bowl loss. Like, we've seen that through history. But also, they're out of answers on how to fix this, in my opinion.
Elliot, is Nick Sirianni coaching for his job next week in Tampa?
Well, if he is, it's not going well.
Like, believe it or not, no. Yeah, they have completely cratered. Like,
yeah, if Lurie is open to firing Nick, then Nick is not – the team is not doing much right now to convince that Nick should be back. Now, I think Nick, like, I don't believe this is the coach Nick is. I don't believe this is the players and this is the team that they are. Like, I think they are in the middle of a collapse that they cannot get out of, right? And you wonder if they started the season 1-5, how many games they would actually win. Like, they might be lucky that this season has come to where it is. But, I've covered the team for, 12 years now. I was there at the end of Andy, there at the end of Doug, there at the end of Chip. And you just get a feeling. Like, I remember being in Detroit when they lost, I think it was like 44-6, and just a feeling of helplessness out on the field. I remember being at the Link when I think Andy lost to the Cardinals and it was ugly and there wasn't a lot of people in the stands. And that's what tonight felt like. You know, I think Sirianni is a better case for keeping his job than Andy, Doug, or Chip did. And Lurie's never fired anybody coming off of a playoff appearance, at least that I can think of. So his resume is better and stronger in terms of keeping his job. But the feeling you feel watching this team and kind of the feeling of not knowing if they can get out of it, like, that's what it felt like at the end of the other head coaches. So I can't say for sure that Nick will be back, no.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Elliot, I can't say this for sure because I don't know what, is in their hearts or their heads, but the performance today felt like almost a bleep you to the coach. Like they didn't show up. Like this was, and I know there was it wasn't a good chance that Dallas was going to lose, but there was still a chance, right? And other than Fletcher, you basically went with your ones, and they looked like they wanted to be anywhere else. There was no effort at either side of the ball.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I thought, I keep coming back to some of the sacks Jalen took, where I'm not saying he's trying to get sacked, obviously, but it just looked like every player on the field, there was no fight. And I think about Jalen taking those sacks where, it feels like early in the year he escapes those sacks or he pushes harder to get out of them. It felt like from the jump tonight. And look, let's not, AJ is hurt and I hope he's okay. I saw him in the locker room afterwards. He seemed to be fine and we'll see. But he did fumble the ball on the first catch he had tonight. Right. Like, so I just think from the jump, this team that all week talked about, we feel like we're turning things around. We're going to get back to playing Eagles football. AJ Brown had his press conference that I thought could be a real turning point for the team that like could help turn this locker room around. And to come out from the absolute jump and look lifeless like that, it's on Nick, but it's on Jalen as well. Like, Jalen's the leader of that team. Jalen's the quarterback. And they have been lifeless throughout this, and that falls on Nick and it falls on Jalen.
Yeah, I'm actually curious. I was going to ask you about Jalen because, I mean, it's really been uninspiring, since really the Bills game. Like, he was pretty good against the Cardinals, but, like, who cares? You should be if you're a top five quarterback good against the Cardinals. I mean, what is Jalen at this point?
Well, I think right now he's disappointing. I mean, if you look at if there was any other quarterback that team was collapsing like this, there would be no question that he would carry a large portion of the blame. Like, the defense is broken, and he can't fix the defense. He can't, call all the plays and come up with the offensive scheme. But Jalen is paid to be a difference maker. Jalen is, you know, and I'll use a baseball reference here. Like, Jalen's paid to be an ace, where if your team has lost four straight, you go out there.
Is that a baseball like reference out of you? Hold on. Like, where'd that come from?
I listen to High Hopes.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
But he's paid to be the stopper, right? He's paid so that when this thing starts to collapse, yeah, maybe the defense is bad. Maybe the play call isn't great. But you don't pay him to be just there. And that's kind of what he's been. Like, he hasn't been bad. He hasn't been great. He's just kind of been there. And they paid him to be a lot more than that. So, look, I know Nick is the one that's on the hot seat. But if Jalen was in a contract year, I think there would be a lot of talk about, like, you know, are they truly committed to this guy? Can they keep him as his quarterback? Because he's been disappointing this year. He's not been the guy that they paid him to be. And that is because of how much responsibility he has as the quarterback. That's a big part of the reason they're here.
Elliot, listen, man, it's going to be a very interesting week, I'm sure. And you guys will be firing off a Go Birds pod after this bad boy and discussing it. And we're looking forward to hearing you and all your appearances during the week. We appreciate a couple minutes, man. Thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys next week.
All right. You got it. That's Elliot Shore-Parks. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's strange to me, Jack, for a lot of the year when you know, we'd see Jalen maybe kind of headed this direction. I mean, he was a leader for the MVP for a while. Now it's kind of fallen off like everything else has. But whenever you throw the R word out there, the regression word, people were aghast. Can we say it now? He's regressed.
Well, he's regressed. And, like, you're starting to see – my biggest concern with Jalen was I think he's a quarterback that you win with.
Yeah.
That I was never really sold on, like, because of.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're seeing is that when things aren't perfect, he's not getting perfect play calling, he's getting pressure on him. You know, like, Devontae's out of the game. He's just a pretty good quarterback that they paid to be a great quarterback. And I don't know if he's a great quarterback. I think he's good. Mm-hmm. I think you can win with him. But, like, he got put into a class of Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Herbert. And I just don't think he's in that class.
Yeah, and the question is, when everything had set up perfectly, was he great last year? And now we're seeing with adversity, with injuries, with the offensive line not quite as great, et cetera, what is he exactly?
Well,
there's so many questions now surrounding this team.
Well, the calling card was he wins, right?
Yes.
He's just such a winner.
Yeah.
Well, they're completely cratering.
Yeah.
He's the first quarterback in NFL history to start 10-1 and lose this many games in a row, or this bad stretch.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, like, we can throw that, you know, kind of nonsense out of there that all he knows how to do is win.
Well, and if he had just been, if every game was 42-41 and he
of course,
was losing,
yeah, yeah.
But 15 turnovers, 15 interceptions,
mm-hmm.
himself,
mm-hmm.
costing you games directly with that kind of nonsense,
yeah.
including the Jets. 215-592-9494. Get your reaction. We come back. No guests. A fifth quarter coming up at the bottom of the hour as well. Jack and I aren't going anywhere. You're listening to PDQ Restaurant. Point of Sale postgame show on the Eagles Radio Network, presented by PNC. Make today the day on 94 WIP.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.